loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Oh Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I am far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. My child, I knit you together in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
I'm a child.
Oh.
I have carried you close to my heart. I am your Father, and I will comfort you in all your trouble. I watch over those who fear me, those who rely on my unfailing love. So, put your hope in the Lord. He is your help and your shield. In him your heart can rejoice, for his love surrounds us, and our hope is in him. For he has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. For nothing can separate you from the love of God, neither death nor life, angels nor demons, our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate you from the love of God.
Thank you very much. This is the message we all need. The Bible says the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, but or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Bible reveals God's love for us from the very first page. But from the very beginning, because of our fall into sin in the Garden of Eden, from the very beginning, God's love is also mixed with mercy and grace. He created us for love. He created us for relationship with him. But now, broken relationship in the fall, apart from his grace, we have no hope. This passage reflects that concept. God's love and mercy and grace are all wrapped up together. It says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. He does not repay us according to our iniquities. How high is the heaven above the earth? As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. How far is the east from the west? These are powerful poetic images to communicate the magnitude, the power of the love of God. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Of course, the love of God, as the choir celebrated, comes expressed to us personally in Jesus, God's Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. God's love comes to us in Jesus. I saw this grandpa story recently, and I'm kind of partial to grandpa's stories. So I'm going to tell you this little story. Grandpa was visiting, and as he came into the home, his little chubby hand of his toddler grandson was reaching out to him. He was in the playpen. And he was saying, "Grandpa out, Grandpa out, Grandpa, I want to get out of the playpen." And so Grandpa, bent down to pick him up. And then around the corner from the kitchen, Mom craned her head to say, "Johnny, you can't get out. You disobeyed. You must stay in." And Grandpa knew that whatever Johnny had done, it was good that he was being disciplined, and he knew that he had to respect the discipline. But here he was. Here's this little chubby hand reaching up. "Grandpa, out!" And there's love, and there's law also. Law has to be respected, but love longs to be expressed. So Grandpa did what he could. This story, by the way, goes back to the days of playpens. This is before pack and plays. This story dates to 1969. So he did what he could. Instead of lifting the boy out, he put his leg over and got himself into the playpen. I don't know if you can do that without destroying a playpen, but that's the way the story goes. That is a perfect illustration of what our God has done. The three young, faithful Hebrew servants were in the fire, but they were not alone in the fire. One like the Son of Man was in the fire with them. God so loved the world that he sent his Son. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is what love is. God sent his Son to die for our sins. And that's what God has done. Love and law met at the cross, where Jesus displayed God's eternal love for us by enduring the curse of the law in our stead. The cross displays the justice of God and also his infinite love, which rescues us. One of the things about this passage that I should just mention briefly, the love of God is not only in time, it's actually eternal. It says, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. That expression, those who fear him, occurs 3 times in the portion I read. It assumes there's a response. There is faith. There is reverence. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. So we must turn to him in faith and receive his love, trust in his Son, and in that way know God personally, which was God's intention, his joyous intention right from the beginning. He created us in his image to know him and to love him. We're going to bow in prayer and thank the Lord for his love and also commit our offering to him. Let's bow in prayer.